Peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I've said it a lot before, but things are different. My childhood's a lot different than Mason's childhood. In a lot of different ways. One way has to do with clothing. Now, when I was growing up, there were three standards of clothing. You had play clothes, you had school clothes, and you had church clothes. Mason has clothes. And I would guess there's a lot of other people that are in that same boat. We had those clothes because there was a different understanding in terms of what the standard would be in terms of general appearance. And also because we spent a lot more time outdoors than I think children do today. In fact, there were a lot of days that you were sent outdoors and told not to come back until we call you. Now, my father had a one-mile whistle, I kid you not. I could be a mile away, and my father would whistle, and there was a certain cadence to it, and I could hear it, and I knew it was time to return. It was usually around dinner time. Now, all those times spent outdoors with our play clothes, doing our play things, were really experiences in terms of growth and understanding of what the world could be. Because most of those times we spent kind of playing these imaginative games where we were different people. We were soldiers. We were hikers. We were explorers. We were builders. We were all kinds of different things, football players, baseball players, all in this effort to be able to grow a little bit in terms of our understanding of who we were. Now, we might not have thought that when it was going on, but we learned things. We learned things in terms of the community of which we were a part of, the gang of kids from the neighborhood. We learned in terms of who was a good leader, who was a good, captain for the baseball team. We knew how to divide things up appropriately. We knew where to go when we needed to get something to eat or something to drink. We knew what to go, the places to explore and the places we were not supposed to explore, or the places we were not supposed to get caught exploring. And all of those things helped us develop as individuals. There was a time when I wanted to be an astronaut, a baseball player, a football player, an Army Ranger. And there were probably a long other list of things that went along with that. Because it was all part of the games we played, but it was also the development of who we were in terms of trying to kind of figure out those things within our lives as we were growing up. One thing Mr. Rogers taught us was you needed to change your shoes and your coat when you came inside, because he had different clothes too. But they were all part of our growth development to help us discover who we were, what we wanted to do, and what our gifts were. In certain settings, I was a fantastic baseball player. In other settings, I was mediocre at best, because it depended on who you were playing with. And so when I was really a good baseball player, because I was playing with other people who weren't good baseball players, I had these dreams of being able to develop these skills, to be able to move on to a different level, to be able to be one of those people I would see on TV or occasionally would go and watch, the people I would hear about on the radio. And we would mimic them. It wasn't just that we played baseball. We would mimic their stances when we were in the box because we wanted to hit like certain people as we were growing up. We wanted to be that player, and so we emulated them. in terms of their style, in terms of how they hit, in terms of how they fielded and carried themselves. All in this effort to really develop our own skill set, to understand what our gifts really were. In today's second lesson, Paul's talking to the people of Corinth, and he says, "Brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be uninformed about spiritual gifts." And then he gives this list. Now, I look at this list, and I really don't see where I fit, quite honestly. Wisdom, knowledge, miracles, healing. You know, those things really aren't where I'm at. And I would imagine when we look at things like this, for those of us who aren't really kind of captivated with any of those, the speaking of tongues, the interpretation of tongues, we wonder, did I miss the boat? And yet, for me, the reality is that spiritual gifts are all those gifts that we've received. Because as far as I'm concerned, any good gift that we have that has helped form us, shape us, and that we use for the glory of God and the betterment of the community, as Paul states in that second lesson, is in reality a gift that God has blessed us with. And if it's a gift that God has blessed us with, then it is in turn a spiritual gift. And so all those things that make us who we are, all those things that we've developed from the time we were just learning to walk until now, all those things that have shaped us, informed us, all those gifts that we use and share with a greater community and with the church and the neighbors and people at large, all of those things I would hold are spiritual gifts. The thing that always threw me, because I'm Lutheran, is that whole talking in tongues thing. Because it doesn't make any sense. And I know there are Christian communities where this is a big deal, that you're really not a genuine Christian unless you can speak in tongues. And I don't understand that. More so, I don't understand how somebody can interpret what somebody else is saying when it's not a language at all. But it's not that I'm saying it's not real. I think there's more to it than just that. Loris, I want you to stand up. I did not rehearse this with her, so she's going, oh, geez. Stand up, and in your native tongue, I want you to say as loud as you can, Jesus is Lord. Thank you. Did you get that? Now, for those of you who do not speak Spanish, what's that? I know. I'm sorry. For those of you who don't speak Spanish, and if you didn't know what she was saying, what would it sound like? It would sound like, I don't know what we're talking about. It would sound like gibberish even. You knew their words, but you don't know what the words mean, so they don't mean anything to you. For those of you who can interpret, for those of you who understand the language, you know exactly what it is she's saying. And so when somebody in a different language proclaims Jesus is Lord, is that not perhaps then speaking in tongues and having somebody who understands that language interpreting it for us to allow us to know exactly what that person is saying? Perhaps. But I would hold that every gift that we have, everything that has shaped us, has come to us from God, and thus they are spiritual gifts. And because of what we did just earlier today in the service in terms of dedicating the fountain, I will tell you that another spiritual gift then would be the donut. Because Helen Franz used the donut to be able to share her spiritual gifts, to be able to draw this community together, to be able to share her time and her energy and her insights with all of us, to be able to help us find ways to be able to just sit and to talk and to share our faith stories and to share our life stories and speak that word of God. Because when we share our stories of faith, Luther tells us we are indeed sharing the Word of God. You see, when Paul talks about spiritual gifts, I really would like to hold fast to the fact that he's talking about every gift that we have, everything that we are, everything that we've become. When we use those things to the blessing of God, to the glory of God, to the blessing of the community of which we're a part, when we take those things that have made us who we are and we seek out ways to be able to do the work of Christ, healing the sick, housing the homeless, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, doing those things that talk about loving our neighbor, when we take those gifts that we've been blessed with and we follow those commands of Christ, those gifts are spiritual gifts because those gifts come to us through God and by God for the glory of His kingdom. Those gifts are inculcated within our lives that we might be able to share them with the world around us to make the difference that God demands us to make. Everything we have and everything that we are comes to us from God. And when we proclaim Jesus as Lord through not only our words, but through our actions, then we are living out and sharing those spiritual gifts that God has blessed us with. Paul gave us a very short list here. The lists that we each hold are a lot longer than the ones that Paul has written here. And they are gifts for us to use. They are gifts that we use for the glory of God, but they are gifts that we use to improve this world in which we live, to be able to reach out to our neighbors, to be able to do those things that God has asked us to do each and every day of our lives. And when we do those things, we celebrate those gifts. We celebrate the love that God has blessed us with. So your challenge is to sort it out. Take a good look at your lives and the gifts that God has blessed you with. And figure out how it is that you might better utilize those gifts than you are now. Seeking out ways to use those gifts for the glory of God, for the betterment of the world in which we live in, and to the aid of those who we find in need. You've been given these gifts for a purpose. You've been blessed with them. Use them for that purpose for which God intends. Use them in a way that gives glory to God so the world may see not only through your words, but through our actions that we proclaim on a daily basis, Jesus is Lord. Amen.